Live updates Trump impeachment trial, Senate ready to acquit. By Tony Lee on February 5, 2020. The Senate is expected to acquit President Donald Trump on Wednesday as the impeachment trial comes to an end around 4 p.m. ET. The articles of impeachment charge Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 5:10 p.m. Trump declares victory on the impeachment hoax. 4:57 p.m. 4:43 p.m. Bernie, sad and dangerous moment in the history of our country. 4:42 p.m. Kamala, miscarriage of justice. 4:40 p.m. Hillary, we're entering dangerous territory for our democracy. 4:36 p.m. 4:35 p.m. Chief Justice Roberts awarded golden gavel. 4:32 p.m. Trump acquitted, not guilty as charged. 53-47 on the second article. RNC Chair McDaniel, today's vote to acquit President Trump ends the latest political witch hunt. A dark moment in our nation's history, that wasted millions of taxpayer dollars. Once again, Democrats have failed in their quest to erase the votes of 63 million Americans and destroy a duly elected president. The American people won today, but they will not forget the division that Democrats brought upon our country for 3 years. This November, voters will hold Democrats accountable at the ballot box and vote to re-elect President Trump and Republicans across the board. 4:20 p.m., Trump acquitted 52-48, not guilty as charged, with Romney joining the Democrats, on the first article. Clerk now reading the second article. 4:05 p.m., Senate now voting on articles of impeachment. Clerk reading the first article, abuse of power. 3:57 p.m., Manchin, Sinema will vote to remove. 3:50 p.m., McConnell says the Senate will reject this incoherent case that comes nowhere near to justifying the first removal of a president. He says this partisan impeachment will end today. He hopes this is the day the partisan fever begins to break. 3:45 p.m., Schumer railing against the sham trial in the kangaroo court and says Trump will have an asterisk by his name in permanent ink. He calls Trump a menace. 3:35 p.m., Graham also rips the souvenir pens of shame. 3:10 p.m., Dems on Senate floor were getting emotional during Romney's speech. Senator Romney reminds us that it is not impossible to do the right thing, it's just hard. That putting country over party isn't just a slogan, it's our solemn obligation. That individuals who have courage and conviction can change history, and have an obligation to try. Brian Schatz, at Brian's Chats, February 5, 2020. 3:08 p.m. 3:07 p.m., Dems and media mock GOP for claiming bipartisan opposition to impeachment in House. Now. 3:05 p.m., Don Jr.? 3 p.m. 2:55 p.m., Fox News rollout. 2:50 p.m., more praise for Willard. 2:45 p.m., White House cancels pool spray. 2:35 p.m., Schiff praises Romney after speaking directly to him on the Senate floor for a week to think about what historians will write about the senators. 2:30 p.m., Romney compared to McCain. 2:15 p.m., Romney will be first senator in history to vote to remove a president of own party, convict on abuse of power and acquit on obstruction of Congress. 2:14 p.m., Washington Post, Romney sealed a place in history. 2:13 p.m., Never Trumpers slash left immediately praise Romney, profile and courage. 2:07 p.m., the Democrats who spoke about history and what future historians will write about the senators got to Romney. He said voting against his conscience would expose his character to history's rebuke and censure of his own conscience. He says with his vote, he can tell his children and grandchildren that he did his duty to the best of his ability. He said history will look at him as one of the senators who determined that what Trump did was grievously wrong. 2:05 p.m., Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, choking up on the Senate floor hours before the Senate votes. Romney says Trump is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust. He says he has received numerous calls and texts to stand with the team in the last few weeks. He says his promise before God required him to put his personal feelings and biases aside. Romney says he is ready to hear abuse from Trump and his supporters.